Mr. President, I rise today in support of the bill before us. After months of constructive negotiations, we have successfully crafted a thoughtful bipartisan agreement, particularly in Title I, otherwise known as the 10-in-10 Fuel Economy Act. Title I would mandate an increase in automobile fuel economy to a nationwide fleet average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. In addition, the Department of Transportation will adopt fuel economy standards for medium and heavy-duty commercial vehicles for the first time. Today's agreement marks historic progress. Mr. President, this is the first statutory increase in fuel economy standards since 1975. Reducing our dependence on foreign oil is of vital importance to our national security, economic stability, and consumer welfare. The 10-in-10 Fuel Economy Act is a major step towards achieving these goals. Title I of this bill will save approximately 1.1 million barrels of oil per day in 2020, equal to one half of what we currently import daily from the Persian Gulf. By the year 2020, this bill will save consumers approximately $22 billion at the pump and prevent approximately 200 million metric tons of greenhouse gases from polluting our environment each year. By dramatically reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 2020, Title I would demonstrate to the world that America is a leader in fighting global warming. Legislation of this magnitude could have only been achieved through the hard work of a coalition of members. In this case, without Senator Feinstein, Senator Stevens, Snow, Kerry, Dorgan, Lott, Copper, Boxer, Durbin, Alexander, Corkin, and Catwell, the agreement would not have been reached. In particular, I wish to congratulate Senator Feinstein on her efforts in developing this bill. Her dedication over the years has led to a public policy that very few thought possible. I would also like to praise the efforts of my good friend Senator Stevens, who was instrumental in forging the compromise before us. I would also like to thank Chairman Dingell and Senators Levin and Stabenow for their hard work and willingness to achieve an agreement that aggressively improves fuel economy while protecting domestic manufacturing and U.S. workers. The American auto worker, the American automaker have no better champions. Finally, Mr. President, I'd like to express my appreciation to all the hardworking members of the staff who worked to make this historic legislation a reality. In particular, I'd like to commend David Strickland, Alex Horn-Sarek, Mia Petrini, and Jared Bromberg of my Commerce Committee staff for a job well done.